we'll see that towards the end in the prop expert example here. But now let's just quickly touch on propeller characteristics. So there are many push boats that have open propellers, but most of the newer vessels are using ducted propellers. There's a reason for this. Given the slow transit speeds, the duct is almost universally beneficial in producing more thrust. You know, as a vessel goes to higher and higher speeds, that duct can become a source of resistance, but these vessels rarely reach that speed. So you see nozzles as a good solution here. Now, the only downside of nozzles may be debris and maintenance. So just something to take away there. With nozzle, with a ducted propeller, you'll typically see four blades. You'll sometimes see five blades, but mostly it's four blades. And these propellers have minimal camber. So what we're trying to do is avoid face cavitation. Now, we mentioned the stratified wake field earlier, and you can see this graphic up here in the top right. So as our propeller is going around, there's a region where the water is slower here, and that can lead to our propeller pitch in this region actually being pitched too high for the speed. And that can lead to the blade flying at a negative angle of attack and face cavitation generating on the pressure face of the blade. Now, normally we would see cavitation on the back, but these are cases where if you see cavitation on the face of the blade up near the tips on a push boat, that may be an indication that the tip of the blade is flying at a negative angle of attack through a specific region in the wake field. You may have to go and take some camber out of that blade, which will reduce the leading edge pitch and allow that leading edge angle of attack to hopefully swing back into a positive area. The propellers also have high blade area. It's very typical to see 70-80%. Blade areas can go up to 100%, 110%. And what we often recommend is for cases where you size the propeller for your convoy speed, we recommend adding another 10% for situations where there's a backing requirement. And if there is a backing requirement, one thing here, you should never have cup on your propellers. So no cup and minimum camber, high blade area. And these last two points here, these are also pretty important, especially for those who are repairing and reconditioning these propellers. The sections are purposely thick. Some of that's for maintenance, but also you'll see that these thick sections lead to these large round noses. And that is deliberate. Again, this wake field varying, our speeds varying, the presence of barges varies. So in order to accommodate this varying inflow and varying speed, we leave the leading edge very round. And round edges are not hydrodynamically efficient, but they prevent cavitation in situations. So it allows the inflow to enter the blade more cleanly. And it eliminates, not eliminates, but it can help reduce incidences of cavitation due to spike in leading edge pressures. So avoid sharp edges, leave the edges round. If you're reconditioning a propeller, be sure to round the edges.